No, there's 42 patients, you know, in the ED, 23 in the ED and 19 across the house. So there is overcrowding. And yes, it's coming into the Christmas surge, and then January often gets worse. So it isn't. However, the issue always is the fact that there is not enough beds. So that the recent opening, the recent plan to open 26 beds, acute care beds in St. John's Hospital, and that is going to be opened as so I have been told by the Regional Health Forum on the 30th of December, and that that'll be staffed and ready to open then. So that'll take a little bit of the pressure valve off for the winter surge. It doesn't solve the overall issue, because as you see the maths there, there's 42 today overcrowded, and the 26 beds will certainly help. But we're still running at a deficit there in terms of bed capacity. So something does need to be, and we do, and there is, we're in the second stages in terms of the building, but it will be 2.5 years before those other additional 42 beds are built. So there have to be contingency plans like the one that has just been done with St. John's in terms of managing over the next 2.5 years in terms of beds. And I have to add, in terms of staffing, this is a real issue. There is a need to adequately staff what we, the services we currently run, and open some of the beds as well available across the community setting. And this requires staff as well. So there's a lot of contingency plans and a lot of recruitment that needs to take place in order to tackle the need in terms of healthcare here locally.
From a national perspective, there's calls from the INMO today for the overcrowding crisis to be a priority in government formation talks. We know that outgoing Health Minister Stephen Donnelly lost a seat in the recent general election as a party colleague, and indeed a recent general election candidate. Councillor McSharry, how do you feel the outgoing government has dealt with the overcrowding issue, and particularly Stephen Donnelly? Has it been effective to date?
Well, I think that the key issue here is this is a legacy issue in terms of the beds capacity was reduced 10 years ago. That, and it shouldn't have been, with an overemphasis on moving out to primary care. Now, I absolutely believe in Sláinte Care, which is an excellent all-government policy, and we need to move ahead and fund Sláinte Care, which is moving care out into the community and allowing people stay in their own homes. However, you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, and we will always need acute beds. And we will always need acute beds in both our mental health facilities. We need respite beds, and we need acute care beds. And I think this was the missing piece. And therefore, we were coming from a deficit over the last decade. And there is now an urgent need to have contingency plans until buildings are actually, like, there over the last 5 years, a lot of, like, for example, the hospice, and you can see it there up on the mall, it's been built now. The 42 beds have been approved and funded. However, they do have to go through the very arduous procurement procedures, stage and planning, and these and I think that needs to be looked into in terms of how can we move this process on quicker, because now we're looking at waiting for our 42 beds that were approved 2 years ago, and we're waiting for another 2.5 years. So it's looking from approval to actually turning the sod to being like a 5-year process, which I think is bureaucratic and needs to be looked at. So there are a lot of complex issues in terms of this. There has been an increase in staff up to 20% over the last 5 years, but it's not enough. I suppose we have to look at it in the round as well. Our population are getting older. We have so much more that we can do for people. People can live much longer. We can morbidity can reduce. In other words, people can have a better quality of life due to the interventions that can be done. However, all of this costs money, and all of this takes qualified people to actually be able to implement that care. So I think in terms of health policy, we need to look at it, and we need to look and say, yes, we need to invest. We need to invest in our healthcare in Ireland in order to have the healthcare that we deserve in terms of being a country that has, you know, we like our economy is good, and I hope it continues in terms of being well managed, and we need to invest in healthcare. And I know we have. I know 1.3 billion was added to the budget, but perhaps there needs to be more. You know, we need to definitely look at efficiencies. We need to bring in digitalisation. You know, we're able to do technology in every other business across the country, but we seem to be back in the dark ages when it comes to healthcare. So there's a lot, you know, there is a lot to be done in terms of healthcare. And I do think digitalisation will definitely increase efficiencies. However, I do think we do need to invest, and we need to employ more healthcare professionals, more nurses, and more doctors, physios, speech therapists. And these people need to be employed, and we need to have safe standards around that, like the 1-to-4 ratio for nurses. So I'm giving you a lot there, you know, in terms of what needs to be done. There is a lot needs to be done, but it is as a result of the changing demographics. You know, in terms of the type of care we have now, the type of advanced care that we have and that we can give to our people. But we need to be able to do that. That needs to be funded. And there's a big key issue, and it's called beds and staffing, and that needs to be tackled.